Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top United Nations court has ordered Israel to immediately halt its military offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but stopped short of ordering a full ceasefire. While Israel is unlikely to comply with Friday's order, it will ratchet up the pressure on the increasingly isolated country. Criticism of Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza has been growing, particularly once it turned its focus to Rafah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is also under heavy pressure at home to end the war. The court rules Friday that Israel must immediately halt its military offensive in Rafah and anything else that might result in conditions that could cause a physical destruction in whole or in part of Palestinians there. Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7th were recovered overnight from Gaza. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and a hostage release. Taiwan says it has put missile, naval, and land units on alert over drills China has announced around the self-governing island democracy. The defense ministry said China's irrational provocation has jeopardized regional peace and stability. China's military said it started two-day exercises surrounding Taiwan on Thursday and what it called punishment for separatist forces seeking independence and self-governed island. A new president took office in Taiwan this week, who has said he seeks dialogue with Beijing while maintaining Taiwan's de facto independent status. This is VOA News. The arrest began last month when a Russian deputy defense minister claimed that the head of ministry's personnel directorate was hauled into court. This week, two more senior military officials in Russia have been detained. All face corruption charges. They started shortly before Russian President Vladimir Putin began his fifth term and shuffled his ally, longtime defense minister Sergei Shoigu, into a new post. That change has immediately raised questions about whether Putin was reasserting control over the defense ministry amid the war in Ukraine, whether a turf battle had broken out between the military and the security services, or whether some other scenarios was playing out behind the Kremlin's walls. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and resumed duty after temporarily transferring power. He's continuing to deal with bladder issues that arose in December following his treatment for prostate cancer. The Pentagon says the procedure Friday was successful, elective, and minimally invasive, is not related to his cancer diagnosis, and has had no effect on his excellent cancer prognosis. Austin has returned home, and the Pentagon says no changes in his official schedule are anticipated, including his participation in Memorial Day events. Singapore Airlines says it will halt meal services and get all cabin crew to buckle up when planes fly through turbulence as part of tighter cabin measures after one person died and dozens were injured on a flight from London this week. The airline said Friday that meal service will also now be suspended in addition to hot beverage when the seatbelt sign is on. It said crew members must also return to their seats and belt up. Plane with 211 passengers and 18 crew members was hit by severe turbulence and diverted to Thailand. A 73-year-old British man died of a suspected heart attack. 48 people remained hospitalized Friday. Singapore's transport minister said investigators have obtained data from the cockpit and flying data recorders. Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against former U.S. President Donald Trump to bar him from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. The request to the U.S. District Judge follows a false claim by Trump earlier this week that the FBI agents who searched his home in August of 2022 were authorized to shoot him and were locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. An attorney for Trump did not immediately respond to a message seeking comment Friday night. I'm Tommy McNeil.